Right. Looks like we made it. We should be safe in here. So, I assume you have a few questions, such as, how did I run so fast while carrying you? What was that thing after you? Etc. Well, firstly, I'm a vampire, hence the speed, strength, and obviously stunning good looks. And that 12-foot walking carpet chasing after you was a werewolf. No, don't worry, you're perfectly safe in here. I use this cabin during the day, so it's protected against anyone I don't want to enter. Let's just say magic and leave it at that. All you need to know is that out there you have to contend with a psychotic ball of fur, claws and teeth, whereas in here you're safe. Yes, you're even safe from me. No, I've not brought you here to drink all your blood or anything like that. We vampires have moved on with the times, like humanity itself. I have a lot of friends at the local hospitals with access to blood banks. It's not as pleasant as straight from the source, but it certainly beats being woken up in the middle of the day by a SWAT team with a fetish for sharp wooden objects. Oh yes, stake through the heart works, as does beheading, though I feel I should point out that that pretty much works for everything else, so I'm not sure why it's said to be a weakness of ours. Other than that, running water does nothing. I don't like the taste of garlic, but other than that, nothing special. If you throw rice on the floor, I'm just going to ignore it. Religious symbols are a bit more interesting. Depends on the vampire. If they believe in a religion, then the symbols work on them. Once heard of a vampire who was a Scientologist. Couldn't get near a picture of Tom Cruise. Though, I have a feeling the person who told me that was pulling my leg. Anyway, sunlight. Oh, you know this one. We what? In sunlight we spark. Oh, for fuck's sake. No. No, we do not fucking sparkle in sunlight. In sunlight, the temperature of my skin goes from normal to on fucking fire in about a nanosecond. It's not all sparkly floaty lights. It's one light. Me. And I'm on fire. There are probably some other things I should point out now. No, I cannot survive on animal blood. No, I do not play fucking baseball in thunderstorms. No, there is not a secret clan of vampires living in the Vatican controlling everything. Well, okay, that bit is true, but it's supposed to be a fucking secret. Oh, and finally, contrary to what you may believe from Kristen Stewart, we actually do have more than one facial expression. What? What was that? You were always Team Jacob anyway. I probably should have mentioned the super hearing, so I know exactly that that is what you said. Well, okay. Door is there. You can go and have a nice chat with your beloved werewolves. Yes, I said werewolves. Plural, as by my estimate there are now about 3 of them out there. Maybe you'll be lucky and one of them will imprint on you. Though, given that the one we met seemed to be attempting to spread out your internal organs over about a 200 square meter area, I wouldn't bet on it. But go on, then. Because in here, All Team Edward. Well, no. No, actually, it's more Team... Those films should never have been made, but anyway, sorry. Look, it's okay. I'm not going to send you outside. And no, I'm not going to hurt you. Just, for the future, mentioning those books that shall not be named around vampires, not a great idea. Okay, and sorry I got annoyed. We can just all forget about the little outburst. I'll just, come and sit next to you. Nice and slowly, see? I'm really not going to hurt you. I mean, I couldn't hurt someone as pretty as you anyway. See, I'm just sat down on the sofa next to you. Anyway, we should just try and get comfortable. As I said, there are now three of them out there. How do I know? Super hearing, as I said. It looks like we're stuck here for a while. Fight them? How do we well, silver works, but, unless you secretly have a 24-piece cutlery set hidden on your person, we're a bit out of luck there. Other than that, they pretty much regenerate everything, so normally the best plan is to run away and hide until morning when they change back. Though, as you apparently chose tonight to be a good time to take a walk through the forest, with it being a full moon on Halloween, they're pretty much staying that way through all of tomorrow and tomorrow night. So, seems we're stuck here. Don't worry, I have food, water, etc. here, so you'll be fine. And I shouldn't get hungry for a few days at least. So, probably best just to relax. Huh? What? No, I didn't just try and put my arm around you. I was just... stretching, so we say. Yeah, I'm stretching. Though you are very pretty and we do have a lot of time to spare. Perhaps you would like a sultry and seductive vampire to hold you in his arms, to lean in and kiss you softly. Why are you giggling? I'm a dark and mysterious creature of the night, swooping in to seduce you, to take you on an exotic journey, exploring your every desire. To. You know, the laughing isn't helping. Okay, who am I kidding? I'm about as much a seductive creature of the night as those things outside are likely to win first place in a dog show. I'm not really centuries old. I only got turned last week. The reason I didn't tell you other werewolves can't get in is because I honestly have no clue. Seems it's part of the package deal when you get turned. The others help you out setting up somewhere you can be safe. I don't know how many women I've successfully seduced. None. Not before I was a vampire, or after. How insane is that? Virgin vampire. And it gets worse. You know what I said about drinking blood from blood banks? Well, There is a problem with that. Turns out there's some weird life force type magic hocus pocus thing in fresh blood. Stored stuff's okay at keeping the hunger away and me up and moving around, but without that life magic part, apparently my body will start to revert to how it would be naturally. You know, dead. And I'm pretty sure I don't want to become a walking corpse if I can avoid it. Fortunately, not all bad news. Seems you can get that life energy from another source. Yep, you guessed it. Sex. Seems any type will do, but not really a great help for me, is it? Oh, and you know those amazing mind control powers vampires are supposed to have? Well, yeah, we get them, but if I use them, apparently it doesn't count. Only 100% consensual seems to work. So, basically, as I'm newly turned, I have just a few weeks to become Casanova before things really start to go downhill. But guess that's not really your problem. Look, there's a bed in the room through there. You get some sleep and I'll stay here in case whatever it is keeping them out goes wrong. Oh, don't worry, I'll make sure you're safe. If they get in, I'll lead them away. I absolutely bloody hate vampires. Trust me, they'll entirely ignore you with me here. And don't worry about me. It'll take more than 3 flea bags to get the better of me. So you go get some rest. Well, why are you looking at me like that? Your hand is touching mine. You're leaning closer to me. But why are you? Your eyes look so pretty in this light. Not obviously that they didn't before. Your hair's in the way. Just let me brush it out your eyes. Your skin feels so soft brushing your cheek against my hand like that. You look so beautiful. I think I want to kiss you now. Let me just lean closer. My hands gently brushing against you. You're not moving away. I really am going to kiss you. My lips are nearly on yours. I'm going to. You taste so good. Come here. Let me hold you against me. Yeah. I just want to kiss you all over. Your lips. Your cheek. Down to your neck. Oh, kiss me again. Yes. Never. Stop. Kissing. Me. Oh, you look so beautiful. Let me just kiss that neck some more. and just nibble at it. Oh, so wonderful. Oh, just, yes. Hold your body against mine. Let me just run my fingers up and down your back. Just teasing you. Slowly over the base of your spine as I kiss you some more. What are you doing? You're undoing my belt. Are you sure you want to do this? Look, you don't have to. I mean, I didn't save you just for this. I couldn't let you be attacked. Hey, I'll be fine. I have plenty of time to. Oh, your hands feel so good down there. Oh. Oh, yes, I'm already hard for you. What are you doing now? You're pulling your panties to the side. Oh, you look wet. Look, are you absolutely sure you want to do this? I mean, how about we just sort of snuggle on the sofa together? Yeah, some more hugging and some kissing. Hey. Fuck. Oh, you feel so warm and wet around the head of my cock. Yeah, slide yourself down further. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, all the way inside. Fuck, that's amazing. Yes. Oh, slide back and forth. Yeah, move your pussy up and down like. Oh, that's good. Yes. Oh, keep going. Oh, don't you stop. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, a bit faster. Oh, faster. Oh. Yes. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Oh, it feels so good. So good. Fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck my cock. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. Yeah. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me hard. Hard. Yes. Keep going. Keep sliding up and down. Yes. Yeah. Take my cock as deep as you can. Yes. Oh. Yes. Slide down, hard, fast. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're gonna. You're gonna make me come. You. Yes. You're gonna come with me. Yeah. Please. Please come with me. Yeah. I wanna feel you. So close. Ah. That was incredible. You're incredible. You're positively glowing. Oh, you look so beautiful. Let me just hold you here for a while. And then maybe we can both see about going to that bed.